It's a bold move by Washington Realtors and other business groups. They're taking on the number two Democrat in the Washington House with a TV ad that accuses him of squeezing taxpayers. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins explains.
The ad opens with a picture of an orange being squeezed.
Representative Pat Sullivan and his Seattle friends are squeezing middle-class families.
Sullivan is the majority leader in the Washington House, but that's not what makes him an easy target. It's the fact that he's a Democrat in a South King County district that mostly elects Republicans.
And now he wants to squeeze us with a $3 billion tax increase, including a new capital gains income tax.
The ad is referring to a tax package proposed by Washington House Democrats as part of their plan to fully fund schools without making cuts to social services.
We want to make sure we go out into places where this tax package is not at all popular.
This is Nathan Gordon with the Washington Realtors.
And make sure that the voters in that district talk to their legislators and check in with them to see if they really do support it.
Besides the Realtors, home builders and the oil and gas lobby are funding the ad. Gordon says more ads in more legislative districts are likely in the coming weeks. The decision to hit lawmakers in their districts comes as House Democrats and Senate Republicans meet in an overtime session. They're trying to hammer out a budget deal that amply funds schools as required by the state constitution and the Washington Supreme Court. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.